We all know the famous phrase from the Haggadah, "Chayav Adam Wero Satzmo Kiu Yotzim Mitzrayim." A person has to view himself as if he's leaving Mitzrayim. This is based on the Gemara in Pesachim, which says this, cites this memra, this idea, and it cites the pasuk of Vigadu Abin Chabiyamahu, that we, the same, it's the pasuk that we tell our son that we left Mitzrayim, because of this, we left Mitzrayim, so it sounds like you have to actually show that you left Mitzrayim. The Gemara cites a different pasuk, Ve'osanu Otsi Misham, that Hashem took us out from there, and the Rashbam says this shows that you left Mitzrayim. Now, you can make a very simple query, chakira, about what does this line mean? Two options. Does it mean that we, on the night of the Seder, are pretending that we once left Mitzrayim, either our fathers, or as if we were there with our fathers, or that we're 3,000 plus years old, and that years ago we left Mitzrayim? That's one way to understand it. And the second way to understand it is, no, it's as if we are actually leaving right now. Right? Meaning Yetzias Mitzrayim is occurring right now again. We view it that way. Now, the Abu Raham says, it's as if you were there and you left Mitzrayim, which sounds like the first opinion. The Rambam, however, says the opposite way. He says, B'chol davar darchayv adam haharos et satsmo. He actually show, kihilu u ba'atzmo yotza ata, as if you were leaving Mitzrayim now, mishibud Mitzrayim. Now, this language of the Rambam, of ata now, definitely implies, and maharos, that you are acting out and showing as if you are leaving Mitzrayim right now. Rev Moshe Druck in his Sefer Kanfei Yonah writes that there's a couple of interesting machlokas which are similar to this machlokas, whether we are viewing it as if we left Mitzrayim previously or as if we are actually leaving Mitzrayim now. Number one is the Gemara in Brachos has a discussion whether Hamotzi, the Brach Hamotzi, if the word Hamotzi is L'sha'avar, is in past tense, which is what it's supposed to be, or if it's in future tense, and then it really shouldn't be that, shouldn't use that word. You should say a different word like Motzi when you make the Brach Hamotzi. And the Gemara proves that Hamotzi l'chamayim, from that pasuk, you see that it's past tense. It says the Tzlach, why don't you just prove from the pasuk of Hamotzi es chameretz Mitzrayim, that God took us out of Mitzrayim. It says the Maariv Tzchias, based on the Shvus Yaakov, that no, since a person has to view it as if he is leaving Mitzrayim now, every year, so it's future tense, it's not, or it's present tense, it's not past tense, Hamotzi, it's Hashem is currently taking us out of Mitzrayim. So this machlokas, the Tzlach and Maariv Tzchias, whether the word Hamotzi means Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, or Hashem is taking us out, is exactly the same machlokas between the Abu Raham and the Rambam, whether we need to view it as if we left Mitzrayim, or as if we are leaving Mitzrayim now. The Ramah has a second ramification. He talks a bit, and then I saw this in Rav Druck as well. He says, let's say, whether you should have three there's Ramah says you should have your three matzahs should be made from isaron of flour, a certain amount of flour, which is just like the lachme toda, the breads that were brought with the carbon toda when we thank Hashem for taking us out of jail, or for crossing us letting us cross a desert or a river, etc. So why do we bring these lachme toda? We're thanking Hashem for taking us out of Mitzrayim. So the Beis Yosef says it's only kilach me toda. It's only reminiscent of the lachme toda because the Jews left Mitzrayim years ago. So we're not bringing a lachme toda now. Says the Gran, no, it's we're as if we are yotzim beis haasurim. It's as if we are leaving Mitzrayim now, and that's why it's we bring the lachme toda. So this machlokas of whether it's as if we're remembering the Jews who left Mitzrayim and ourselves maybe then as well, but years ago. That would be the Beis Yosef, but the Groh says, no, it's like Lach Metod, as if we are leaving now, that is like the Rambam. A third nafkmina is, the Rambam says that eggs of a night of a Seder is Zecher to Tisha B'Av, which always falls on the same day as the first night of Tisha B'Av. But the Vilna Gaon gives a different reason for the egg of a table, it's Zecher Karban Chagiga, that's what he says, why we eat eggs, and have eggs, at the night of the Seder. So again, what's the reason why the Vilna Gaon doesn't want to say this reason about Avelus? Because he views it as if we are leaving right now. So how could you have Avelus when we are leaving Mitzrayim right now? As opposed to if we're just remembering things, just like we remember the Exodus, we can remember the Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. I was thinking another ramification is when you put Kelim Noim on the table, you have to put your prettiest utensils on the table. The Dirshu Mishabura cites Machlokas whether we are remembering Chiris Mamish, whereas if we're shown we are free right now, that's what the Reb Chaim says based on the Vilna Gaon, or if it's Zecher L'Chiris, it's a remembering of a previous redemption of when the Jews went out, that's what the Shulchan Aruch Rav say. So again, this Machlokas is the same thing. Are we remembering something that previously occurred, or are we remembering something which is actually happening now? Another ramification I saw in the Sefer Mar Derar is the Mishnah Berurah says that when you say v'nemar l'fanav shirach hadasha, it should be ne'emar. It should be with the segel, because it refers to Jews in Mitzrayim. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. However, the Emek Bracha says, what do you mean? Out of Haggadah Seva Nomar, which is present tense. This is if we're weaving now. So this Machlokas is like whether we say V'nemar L'fan of Shira Chadasha or V'nomar L'fan of Shira Chadasha. Are we remembering a previous Exodus, or are we remembering a recreating an Exodus which is occurring right now? Well, what is the reason for the Rambam why we view it as if we're weaving right now? So the Chavetz Chaim says it's because in order to have this hisla, in order to teach your children, you need to have a hislavos. You have to have a love of Yiddishkeit. And teaching, you know, show your family that I really believe in what I'm doing. And by doing that, you show as if I'm weaving right now. But it may not be so much based on this hislavos, as the Chafetz Chaim says, or what the Ar-Chasish says, or the Chaznish, so that a person should teach by example, that students learn more from the acts of their Rebbe and their parents by what they do, what the parents do, than more than what the Rebbe does, more than by his actual words. And by understanding that, that's why perhaps the Rambam says we view it as if we are weaving now, because it highlights this teaching by example.